magandang hapon po sa inyong mga kabayan. Ito po si Kuya Cesar na buwabati po dito sa inyo, dito sa Auckland, dito sa 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay mukhang mag-iisa ta ako. Pero sabi ko nga, nariyan naman kayong nakikinig sa akin, so samahan niyo ako for 1 hour dito lang sa 104.6 Planet FM. Si Tito Verse ay hindi po makakarating ng kuan, pero pipilitin po niyang makahabol dahil inatin nga si Father Elric. Nasa airport sila ngayon. At salamat at nakapasalamat dito si Father Elric at sa kanyang mga kasama. Hindi ko po maalala yung mga ibang pangalan ng mga kasama ni Father Elric. But anyway, thank you for coming and grace that celebration for our Santo Niño. Yung sinulog po na ginanap dito sa North Shore noong nakarang linggo. At si Ate Jo po, alam po nyo dito sa New Zealand, we are celebrating Auckland Day. Actually, ang Auckland Day ay magpa-fall sa Tuesday and tomorrow. Pero ang observant ng Auckland Day is on tomorrow. So, marami po ang naka-vacation ngayon. Marami po ang nag-enjoy na in-enjoy nila ang summer and also they're enjoying this celebration. So, sana po, abang nag-enjoy po kayo dyan, yung mga iba na sa kanilang bahay na nakatutok dito sa atin sa radio program, ay samahan nyo ako. Ang number po natin dito is yung mga nasa overseas, na kung gusto yung tawagan ako dito, ang number dito is +64 9 815-8100. Ulitin ko po, yung overseas caller natin, +64 9 815-8100. At this sa mga local, ang number po natin dito is 815-8100. Sa araw na ito po ay dahil nga po nag-iisa ako, bibigyan ko rin po kayo ng mga ibang local news. At siyempre, mamaya, i-define natin why we are celebrating Auckland Day. What is Auckland Day's anniversary? Yes? Malalaman natin mamaya yan. Pero marami din po akong inandang mga music para sa inyo. Dahil nga po, alam kong paborito nyo makinig ng ating OPM. Special sa mga lovers kasi, alam ba ninyo, malapit na patapos ng January, so papasok lang po ang buwan ng February. So, siyempre, mag-umpisa na sa isipan natin. Sa-celebrate naman natin ang araw ng mga puso. Kaya nga, naisipan ko na lahat ng may papatugtog ko sa araw na ito ay para sa inyong mga lovers. At saka yung talagang mahilig sa mga love songs. So, lahat ng ipapatugtog ko po ay para sa inyong lahat. Lalo na sa mga kaibigan natin nakikinig sa live streaming. Salamat sa inyo, ha. Kahit na wala kayo din sa New Zealand, nakikinig kayo via live streaming. Salamat po. So, ang ating programa ay nagpapasalamat tayo. Nagpapasalamat po kami sa mga sponsors namin, Planet Air Travel, GNM Foods and Battery Limited, Wilson West, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Western Union Money Transfer, Forex Omak and ISM New Zealand Limited. Salamat po. Sana po ay tuloy-tuloy po tayong itaguyod ang ating programa. Isang oras lang po dito sa Auckland. Ito po ang programa ng mga Pinoy dito sa Auckland. So, dahil nga ako nag-isa, medyo ako lang mag-isa magsasalita dito. Pero pag gusto niyo akong samahan, meron kayong gustong i-announce or gusto niyong bumati, kagaya ng sinabi ko, ang telephone number natin dito sa radio station is 815-8100. Alam niyo ba, itong awitin na ipapatugtog sa inyo ay very memorable sa akin. Isang awitin ng boyfriends na noong mapakinggan ko ito ay naalala ko ang aking first love. Kaya nga po, mga kabayan, ito po ang first love ng boyfriends. At tinanda ko sa akin my first love, of course. Now, she's my wife, Kathy. As I said, Auckland Anniversary Day 2019 and 2020 public holiday .co.nz said, interestingly, the date 29 January itself is not the actual day on which Auckland is founded, but the day on which explorer and first governor of the New Zealand. The New Zealand public holiday 2019 public holidays .co.nz said this. The Auckland Anniversary Day, School Holidays 2019, Waitangi Day, New Day, and New Year's Day. New Zealand Public Holiday 2019, New Year's Day is January 21, day after the New Year, January Wednesday the 2nd. Wellington Anniversary, January 29, 21. Auckland Anniversary, January 20, Monday, that is the 28th, tomorrow. But the actual anniversary will be on the 29th. Nelson Anniversary is February, Monday, the 4th. Waitangi Day, February, Wednesday, 6th. Taranaki Anniversary, March, Monday, 1-11. Otago Anniversary, March, Monday, 25th. Daylight Savings ends April Sunday the 7th, Good Friday April 19th, Easter Monday April 20th, Monday the 22nd, Easter Tuesday April Tuesday the 23rd, and Southland Anniversary April Tuesday the 23rd, Anzac Day April Thursday 25th, and Queen's Birthday on June Monday the 3rd. So ito rin po ang South Canterbury Anniversary, September 20, Monday 23rd. Daylight Savings starts September Sunday the 29th. Ox Bay Anniversary, October Friday 25th. Labor Day, October, Monday, 28th. Marlboro Anniversary, November, Monday, the 4th. Canterbury Anniversary, November, Friday, the 15th. Westland Anniversary, December, Monday, the 2nd. Chatham Islands Anniversary, December, Monday, the 2nd. Christmas Day, of course, December falls on Wednesday, the 25th. And the Baxton Day, December, Thursday, the 26th. Yeah. Yan po ang mga guide natin sa ating New Zealand public holiday dito sa New Zealand. And tomorrow, we're gonna be celebrating our Auckland Anniversary Day. Hanggang Tuesday po yan. Ang ganda naman. So marami po ngayon ang nakabakasyon. Nakakaingit naman ngayon. Buti pa kayo nakabakasyon. Hey, well, pamisa-misa kailangan natin mag-relax, hindi ba? So, yan po ang nabangit ko po kanina. Ang Auckland Anniversary Celebration natin. Do you know why you get a January break? Have you ever wondered why we celebrate Auckland Anniversary Day at January? Officially, 29 January is Auckland Anniversary, but the holiday has been Mondayized so people can enjoy a long weekend. Yan. Kaya nga, ngayon, Sunday, at Monday and Tuesday, mag-enjoy po tayo. In 1841, Lieutenant Governor William Hobson decreed that 29 January would become Auckland's anniversary, marking the day in 1840 when he arrived in the Bay of Islands. Members of Hobson's team then sailed down the coast, arriving in Auckland on 18 September 1840. The group included Surveyor General Felton Mathew and his wife Sarah, a prolific diary keeper. The preliminary agreement for the purchase of the site of Auckland was signed with Ngati Watua leaders the same day, and the new settlement of Auckland was established as the capital of New Zealand. Well, naging capital pala ang New Zealand, ang Auckland. Pero ngayon is Wellington. Why? While many of associate Auckland Anniversary Day with Auckland Regatta, the first was actually held on the same day in September. After the first flag race was raised, cannons were fired in salute and toasts were made to the Queen. Both races were held between sailors, government officials, and Maori. Sarah Mathew recorded the events of the day, as it was wished to make this somewhat of a holiday that gentlemen get up a boat race among themselves, another for the sailors, and a canoe race for the natives, which all came up with great eclat. So, yan po ang why we are celebrating Auckland Anniversary. Naalala nyo, naging capital pala ang Auckland. No. Malalaman natin why later on kung bakit Wellington na ngayon ang capital city ng New Zealand. And find out more about Auckland Anniversary Day, rubbish recycling. Some rubbish and recycling collections will be late from Monday the 28th January. Events, check out all the amazing events happening in Auckland over anniversary weekend. Highlights include the Ports of Auckland Seaford Festival and Vector Lights. Kaya mapapansin nyo mga kababayan, meron pong libre po ang Ports of Auckland Seaford ngayon dahil nga sa festival. And of course, itong mga Vector Lights, sigurado mamaya meron mga, kung tayo mga firecrackers, no? Fireworks. So, yan po ang why we are celebrating Auckland Anniversary. Nag-isa lang po tayo dito kaya sana mayroong tumawag. Ang number po natin dito is 815-8100. Ang hirap po nito kasi ako lang magsa dito, ako yung operator, then ako rin nagsasalita, then lahat-lahat. So mas maganda sana kung merong tatawag dito para meron din ako kasama abang nag-play ako ng music, no? Salamat po. Sana huwag kayong alis dyan at maray pa tayong magagandang awitin na ipapatugtog sa inyo. Kagaya nito, bakit natin sinaselebrate ang araw ng puso? Mamaya, malalaman po natin yan. Ano ba ang true definition ng love? Then, why? Bakit? What are the 5 most important things in a relationship? Medyo i-discuss po natin yung mamaya. So, huwag po yung alis. At marami po tayong ibibigay na definition about love. So, ngayon po ay gusto ko pong patugtugin itong magandang awitin na ito eh. Alam kong namimiss na po ninyo ito. Nakikinig ang kumpare kong Eric at ang kanyang pamilya dyan sa California. Paring Eric, nabubulo na tuloy ako. Sorry, pare. Ang awitin na susunod ay iahandog ko sa inyo, sa iyong pamilya, at sa lahat ng mga empleyado ng Selfridge na nakikinig po dito sa ating programa ngayon. Pasensya na po kayo, medyo nag-isa lang tayo dito. So, ito pong awitin po ni Marcos Season. Always, alam kong paborito po ninyo ito. Para sa inyo lahat. Marcos Season, Always.
You always, and I promise I'll give you the best, my love. You mean more than life to me. And I love you more than words can say.
We would always
every moment loving you.
Kung puro love song. Kaya naisipan kong ibigay sa inyo ito. Ang sarap pakinggan po ito, no? Sit, 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 alibangbang. Ito po yung mga awitin natin ng mga kabataan tayo, di ba? Naaralan po ba niyan? Kagaya nung sinabi po namin, we would like to thank our sponsors, Planet Air Travel, GNM Foods and Battery Limited, Wilson West, New Zealand Home Loans, Massey, Western Union Money Transfer, Forex OMAC, ISM New Zealand Limited, etc. Salamat po. At kanina tumawag si Ate Lolit. Thank you for listening, Ate Lolit. Ikaw ang number one fan namin. Salamat po. At sabi ko, hindi naman ako nag-isa dahil meron din tayong nakikinig, no? So, marami pa rin tayong may papatugtog na mga music na mamaya ay sunod-sunod na po yan. Puro mga love song. So, ngayon, basahin po natin. How do you define love? Define love by thinking of what it means to you? Or by the dictionary defines love in several ways in which we use the word. For example, love is a strong positive emotion of affection or pleasure. What is the true meaning of love? Love is when you choose to be at your best, when other person is not at your best. Love is when what you want is never important, but what the other person needs and wants is always paramount. If you truly love someone, both of these definitions will ring true. What is the meaning of love in a relationship? The true meaning of love in a relationship by marriage.com. A relationship is composed of many things. Friendship, sexual attraction, intellectual compatibility, and of course, love. Love is the glue that keeps a relationship strong and solid. What is love according to the Bible? 1 Corinthians 1, verse 13, 4-5, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. We have seven types of love: Eros, Eros is sexual or passionate love, and is a type most akin to our modern construct of romantic love. Philia, the hallmark of philia, or friendship, is shared goodwill. Stare, yes. Yan po, may marami pa rin pa tayong mga babanggitin dito, mga different kind of, you know, love. So, here are five things that all healthy relationship require. Kung gusto po nating panatilihin ang ating pagmamahal sa ating karelasyon, ito po ang mga tips po natin. Here are five things that all healthy relationship require. Self-love. In order to have healthy, loving relationship with another human being, you must first learn to love yourself. Trust. This may seem obvious, but so many people are with partners they don't trust. Honesty. Communication. Connection. Alam po, number one po dito, eh, yung kagaya natin nasabi natin is self-love. Kailangan malin muna natin yung sarili natin bago tayo magmahal ng iba. At tayo, pag tayo meron tayong minamahal na isang tao, kailang yung tiwala. Kasi pag wala yung tiwala doon sa taong yun, paano mag-work yung relationship ninyo? Honesty. Wala namang masama kung maging open kayo sa isa't isa. Magmahalan kayo. Walang magtatago. Walang itatago sa bawat isa. Basta maging open. Kaya yung pinaka-worst ninyo na nangyari sa inyo, eh, sabi mo sa kasama mo, sa partner mo. Kasi dito malalaman ng partner mo kung ano talaga yung salubin mo. Maging honest ka lang sa kanya. Siyempre, yung kapartner mo, maunawan ka niya kung talagang minamahal ka niya. Communication, number one yan. Isa pa rin sa kailangan natin sa magandang relationship. Kasi kung minsan, based sa aking experience, kasi pag hindi nagkakaunawan, dahil nga walang communication, hindi tayo open, walang communication, paano natin maunawan ang bawat isa? So, kailangan meron din kayong connection. Kahit magkalayo kayo, dapat lagi kayo nag-uusap. Marami na mga means, pwede kayo mag-uusap. Mayroong telepono, mayroong Viber, may Facebook. Kaya, ang dami pong nagagawa ng ating mga social media ngayon, kagaya ng Facebook, Viber, as a messenger. This is the way we can communicate. We have to connect to our love. Sana pa, kung meron pa kayong alam dyan, eh, share nyo lang. Ang number po natin dito is 815-8100. Ito po ang, sabay yung susunod nating awitin. Nahirap po nito nag-isa rito, kaya, teka, sandali lang po. Sana naibigan naman nyo yung definition ng love. No? Nasaan na ba yun? Wow. Ang hirap naman. Yun. Ito yung sabi ko nga dito eh. Mahirap ito yung nag-isa rito eh. Pero, makinig muna tayo ng mga magagandang awitin mula sa kwan. Ito yung papakinggan po natin ito. Pakinggan po ninyo ito.
Sangat nang isang kahoy at
natutuwa ako habang pinipray ko itong music na ito. Naalala ko, ito yung mga nung elementary tayo. Elementary kami, that was long time ago. Yan ang pinapawid sa amin ng aming teacher. Eh, naalala ko. So, natutuwa ako, nakita ko itong awitin na ito. Mamang kay Lupit, wag natin saktan ng ating mga ibon. Kasi sila yung nagpapaligaya sa atin dito. Dapat malin natin mga ibon. Pakinginig po kayo dito sa Samosari 104.4. 104.6.
I've known her, I guess, 10 years or more. Joni wrote me a note one day, and this is what...
Meron akong naalala dito sa awitin na ito. Kasi paborito ng isang kakilala ko ito eh. Para sa ito.
And tried to settle down, but these words kept haunting my memory. The words that Joni said to me.
Jimmy, please don't.
Today is January 27, and it's 4:16 p.m. Ang ating temperature dito sa Auckland is 22 degrees centigrade. And ang ating klima dito is humidity, wind, sunrise, at siyempre 22 degrees is hindi naman masyadong mainit, no? Malamig pa rin to. So, parang ang pakiramdam ko eh, para akong nasa Baguio ngayon. Summer, Baguio. So, kamusta na kaya ang ating mga kababayan ngayon na nag-i-enjoy? Dahil tomorrow will be Auckland Anniversary Day. And marami sa atin po ang maglo-long drive. Alam niyo mo, maraming magandang papasalan dito sa New Zealand. Mga 2 hours from Auckland, you can go to Coromandel. Makikita po niyo dyan yung mga cathedral beach. Ang gaganda po ng mga magandang tanawin dyan. Maganda rin po mag-fishing sa Coromandel. And Coromandel is about 2 hours drive from Auckland. You can go also to Rotorua. No, magandang Rotorua. Ang amuyin natin ang surfboard, ang Lake of Rotorua. Marami po ang activities dyan. Sa, dito po sa Taupo, makikita po yung Great Lake ng Taupo. Marami rin po ang activities dyan. Kung gusto pong mag-bungee jumpy, dyan matatagpuan nyo. At alam nyo ba ang Taupo? Dyan po ang center ng cycling. So, alam ko, during this anniversary, maraming mga nagre-race dyan. So, kung mahilig po kayong mag-cycling, punta po kayo sa Taupo. Samahan po nyo ako dito. Ang number po natin dito is 815-8100. At marami pa rin po tayong mga OPM songs na gusto kong i-play sa inyo. Ito po ang Mula sa Puso ni Mula sa Puso. Pakinggan po ninyo ito para sa inyong lahat.
tunay nga kanya.
Samosari local news about local government. Local government affects you daily. Economic contributions to New Zealand. To New Zealand. Every day, all of us are affected in some way by decisions of our city, district, or regional council has made. While Parliament is elected to deal with issues relevant to New Zealand and its people as a nation, local government enables democratic decisions making by and for local communities. Local government makes decisions about local issues and services, having regard to local needs and priorities. This recognizes that not all communities are the same, nor do they have the same issues. There are 78 local authorities representing all areas of New Zealand. New Zealand has 11 regional councils, 12 city councils, which are largely urban, 54 district councils, and one Auckland council, which amalgamated 8 former councils on 1st November 2010. Auckland Council, as well as the city and the district councils, are collectively referred to as territorial authorities. 6 of the territorial authorities, including Auckland, 1 city and 4 district councils, also have the powers of a regional council. These are sometimes referred to as unitary authorities. New Zealand has 109 regional councillors, 11 regional chairs, 707 territorial authority councillors, 147 Auckland local board members, and 67 mayors. Local government also employs over 30,000 staff. Learn about the history of local government in New Zealand by visiting Encyclopedia of New Zealand. The local government affects you daily. Many of your everyday activities are dependent on services provided by local city, district, or regional council. This ranges from water flowing freely from your taps, applying for a building permit, finding a car park so you can borrow books from the library, taking your nieces and nephews to the park, putting out the rubbish for collection, to walking your dog at night along lit streets. Other important local government's activities include writing and managing plans for your area's development, including management of natural and urban environment. Kaya paminsan-minsan meron po tayong na re-receive ng mga community newspapers sa ating mga mailboxes. Ito po yun. Making bylaws and enforcing them, like dog control, liquor licensing, noise control. Participating in community partnerships and initiatives such as reducing crime, increasing jobs, or access to housing. Civil defense planning and emergency preparedness. Ito po yung mga naka-apekto sa ating ang local government na nagbibigay ng service sa atin dito sa Auckland or any part of New Zealand. Kaya dapat po, habang meron silang binibigay na information at may survey na binibigay sa inyo sa ating mga bahay, sana gawin din po natin yung part natin kasi tuloy-tuloy po ang servisyo nila sa atin. The local authorities' economic contribution to New Zealand. Together, our local authorities, both the regional council and the territorial authorities make up 3.3% or $9.0 billion of the total expenditures on the economy or the GDP year ending March 2017. In addition, councils accounted for the following as the 30th of June 2017. Net worth, also known as total public equity, is $118.8 billion. Operating income, $9.4 billion. Operating expenditures, $9.9 billion. Capital expenditure, also known as additions to fixed assets, $4.3 billion. Value of fixed assets, $118.2 billion. Employees, estimated excludes some CCO, 25,302 full-time equivalent FTE staff. So yan po ang ating mga local authorities contributions to New Zealand. Nakita po ninyo, masyadong active ang mga local authorities natin. So ang ganda ng improvement dito sa New Zealand. Wala tayong masyadong nararamdamang corruption. So ang ganda ng mga benefits. Kaya tayong mga tao rito dito sa New Zealand, unahin po natin yung pagbabayad ng tax. Kasi tayo rin makikinabang nito balang araw. Hindi po ba? Okay, yan po ang ating local news dito sa ating samut-saring programa ngayon. At more lovely song or love song ang bibigaw sa inyo. Dahil nga po, nag-isa po ako ngayon dito. Ang number po natin dito sa ating studio is 815-8100. Yung gustong tumawag or magbigay ng any announcement, ang ating linya po ay ready po para sa inyo. Okay, naghanap pa ko anong magandang awit na ibibigay sa inyo rito eh. Sa palagi ko napakinggan nyo na ito, pero gusto kong patugtog ulit sa inyo, Malayang Magmahal by River Maya. Para sa inyo po dito sa 104.6 Planet FM. promotion dito sa ating Samutsari. So, binabati po ng Samutsari ang lahat po ng ating mga kababayan na nagdiriwang po ng kanilang karawan, kanilang anniversary, kanilang monthsary, kanilang anniversary, wedding anniversary, kagaya ng sinasabi ng mga kasama ko rito, pati ang pagdi-divorce, kailan i-celebrate din yan? Kasi freedom na yan eh. So, i-celebrate natin yan. It's good to celebrate everything. Enjoy life because life is too short. Yeah, sabi ka nila. Well, binabati po natin lahat ng mga nakikinig po sa atin, lalo-lalo na yung mga taga Shelly Beach Hospital dyan sa California, sa aking kumparing Eric De La Cruz at sa kanyang mga may bahay na Celia and sa kanyang mother. Sana po nakikinig po kayo at alam ko sana nag-enjoy kayo sa inyong holiday dyan sa Hawaii. Ang ganda ng mga pictures po ninyo sa Facebook. Alam ko nag-enjoy po tayo. At siyempre sa aking mahal na nakikinig ngayon, aking my one and only one, my wife Cathy na nakikinig kasama ang kanyang ang aming apo na si Kelly. How are you, Kelly? Sa aking stepson na si Andrew, sa aking sister-in-law Elaine Chibuan, brother-in-law Arnel, and to my mom Stella in Lago Loñon, sa aking mga kamag-anak at kaibigan dyan sa Pilipinas na nakikinig sa ating live streaming. And happy birthday sa aking nag-iisang ate. Ate, sana nakikinig ka ngayon, birthday mo ngayon. Ate Lolita Kagampan Cruz, Cruz Kagampan. At ang aking aming mga apo na nagdiwakal ng karawan, si Miguel. Si Lotlot, pawangkin po natin, Lotlot Kagampan. At sa lahat-lahat, sana po, at yung mga kaibigan po natin sa South Island, kamusta po kayo, South Island, dito sa New Zealand. Sana po, nag-enjoy kayo dito sa pakikinig sa ating programa. At sana po, lagi po namin kayong imbitahan, sa susunod na linggo ay makinig pa uli kayo dito, through 104.6 Planet FM at saka sa ating live streaming www.samutsari.planetaudio.co.nz. So, palapit na pong pagtatapos namin. So, sana po nag-enjoy po tayo sa inyong pakikinig dito sa ating programang Samutsari. At ito po ang inyong Kuya Sasar na nagpapaalam na po. At kahit ako ay nag-isa rito, nag-enjoy din po ako. Dahil na-play ko po ang magagandang music para sa inyo. At sana po, sa susunod na linggo, huwag kayong mawala. Dito pa rin tayo sa 104.6 Planet FM, 4:20 to 5:20 p.m. At sana, lahat ng blessings ng ating Lord ay maibigay sa ating lahat. Maraming salamat po. Bye-bye!
Kapayat, pagmamahal ang hanap mo, magbibigay ng halaga sa